Well, good morning, Crossview Church. Thank you to Jeff for reading scripture this morning and for our worship team for leading us in worship. Well, welcome to all of you. If you don't know me, my name is Trevor and I'm one of the pastors here on staff. Before we go any further this morning, would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we take the time now to open your word, to spend time learning more about what it says and what you have for us, I pray and ask that my words would not just be mine, but they would be what you would have for us. I thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, as you can probably tell, we are taking a break just for this week from our Hebrews series to look at Psalm 23 that says this: "The clock is my dictator, I shall not rest. It makes me lie down only when exhausted. It leads me into deep depression. It hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. Even though I run frantically from task to task, I will never get it all done, for my ideal is with me. Deadlines and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand performance from me beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines, my in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressure shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the bonds of frustration forever." Now, obviously, that is not Psalm 23, correct? Y'all can laugh. I see the nervousness all over your faces. It's okay. We're not preaching that, I promise, okay? But the point and why I bring that up is, isn't it weird that we live our lives more according to that than what Psalm 23 actually says? You see, if we live our lives more like what that just said that I just read, we're missing the point of Psalm 23. That's why I want to take a time now to slow down and allow God to guide us and teach us what Psalm 23 really says and how it can change the way we live. For that reason, if you would open your Bibles with me to Psalm 23, it'll be on page 459 if you want to use the Bibles in the worship center. I'm going to be using the ESV this morning, but whatever translation you have with you is awesome. It's just always really good to open God's Word and follow along as we go. Well, my aim this morning is to help you to see that when the Lord is your shepherd, you have everything you need. Specifically, we're going to ask who the Lord is as our shepherd, and then we're going to see how our shepherd is then able and willing to provide everything we need in three ways. So let's begin by asking, who is the Lord as our shepherd? The first verse of our text this morning starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What does that mean? Well, at first, I think it's important to notice the word used for Lord in Hebrew, in the Hebrew, is Yehovah, which means I am. Ultimately, this is the inexhaustible, timeless, self-sufficient, and unchangeable name of God. Jesus uses this exact word to describe himself in all of his I am statements in the Gospel of John. But if we look even further, if you look at John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." See, you see, Jesus came not just to be a human, but ultimately to die on the cross for everyone, to lay down his life, as that verse says, to be able to give those who believe in him forgiveness of their sins. This is to remind us that we are not able to provide the things we need, which is the forgiveness of sin. Just like a flock of sheep are not able to provide for themselves. If you didn't know, sheep are helpless by themselves. They need a shepherd. But with a shepherd, they receive all that they need. In the same way, through the Lord Jesus, we, you and I, can and will get all that we need. So do you know the Lord Jesus? Have you made him Lord of your life? Have you allowed him to be your shepherd? If not, today is the day to do that. Turn from your sin and come before the one true Savior of the world and good shepherd. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and trust that he is able and willing to do that. Ultimately, so that you can then follow after this loving, good shepherd the rest of your life, knowing that he is going to care for you and all that you need the rest of your days. Maybe you've already done that. Awesome. I'm glad that you did. I'm now here to provide for you and tell you how he then provides these three things. First, your shepherd is going to provide you rest. Look with me at verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Right away, we see that he, the shepherd, helps you lie down in green pastures and to still waters. You see, a good shepherd knows when a sheep needs to rest. But more than that, they know just where and when and directly to the place that will provide that real rest. Did you know that sheep are so dependent on their shepherd that they can't just lay down and rest? Unlike you and I, whether we want to or not, we often come to the spot where no matter how our day went, eventually we get tired, right? And we could fall asleep in a recliner, on the couch, in the bed. I'm not going to go any further than that, but you know that you can just lay down and rest. Sheep can't do that. Sheep are dependent and need their shepherd to provide for them four specific factors. And if these four factors aren't met, you'll never see them lay down. I didn't know this until I did research this week, and I was astonished at this. So the first one is that they need to know they have nothing to fear. You see, if a sheep is at all worried or scared about anything, forget it. The sheep is never going to lay down. Second, if they have any friction with another sheep in the flock, they can't lay down. So everybody has to be on good terms. I pray for the shepherd. They also have to be free of flies and fleas. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be free of those too, so I don't blame them for that one. Last but not least, sheep have to be fed enough. If they are at all hungry or thirsty, even just a little, they can't do it. They can't lie down. However, when all of these factors are met, sheep rest. In the same way, humans have needs that keep us from truly resting. Maybe it's stress from work or at home. Maybe it's a difficult diagnosis that you just received, or your finances are extremely tight. No matter what is causing you stress or worry, it's stopping you from being able to fully and truly rest. And instead of giving those difficult circumstances to God, what do we normally say? I got it. Don't worry. I can take care of this. Wrong. I'm just here to tell you, the only way to get that really taken care of, turn to God. Let him help you. That is the only way you will be able to find real and true rest. James Montgomery Boyce says it best. It is a reminder that the Christian life also begins with resting in God or Christ. along the way, there will be in time many things for us to do. But we begin by resting in Him, who has done everything for us. Are you resting in Christ? Have you found Jesus to be the perfect provider of all your many needs? If you want to find true rest, like David in this psalm, you have to be willing to turn to Jesus. Let Him meet you where you are and provide what you need. Secondly, your shepherd provides safety and comfort. Look at verse 4 and 5. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. These verses, depending on where you are at right now, depending on what you are going through, whether it's a struggle or a hardship, often might have brought up some different emotions. Maybe it was anger, stress, worry, angst, comfort, or maybe even peace. No matter what you experienced, I want you to remember that your shepherd sees you and he's with you. You see, this life and world that we are currently living in was never promised to be easy. So I want to tell you now, if someone ever told you life was going to be easy, I'm sorry, it's not. Actually, on this side of heaven, there is so much brokenness that it can be overwhelming. However, I'm here today to remind you that in the midst of that struggle and pain, your shepherd is with you. That is what the psalmist, David, is trying to convey through the imagery of being in the valley of the shadow of death, out in the darkness, out in the wilderness. You see, valleys that shepherds and sheep would have to cross as they were out in the wilderness were dangerous. They brought on struggles and hardship. Often in these deep, dark valleys were where sheep were most vulnerable. Not just vulnerable because, you know, you're an animal walking around, but it's because that is the one place that predators were known to be out and about. It was the easiest place to get a sheep. And often, it brought about fear and pain. Death was inevitable. The promise, though, for sheep, their shepherd was with them. The same thing can be said of Jesus' followers. The walk of faith is not meant to be easy. The walk of faith in life is not just about mountaintop experiences where everything is awesome. You know, if you think about it, remember the last time you had that mountaintop experience, right? You felt super connected with God. Everything was awesome. Did it stay that way? No, right? It doesn't. And it's not a bad thing. But I'm here to tell you that that's because that's what life is. It's not all great experiences. Instead, we should know and expect to have dark and hard valleys that will test us and push us. Jesus warned the disciples and people back 2,000 years ago, and it's relevant for us today, that this life would not be easy. He said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In the same way, Jesus' words, like David's in the psalm, are meant for us to help and meant to help us to know and remember that we are also supposed to expect hard times, expect deep, dark valleys. Why? For it is God who permits these valleys to come into our lives, mainly so that we can grow as believers in Jesus. Through these trials and dangers, for the ultimate purpose, to deepen and grow our faith and character. Even in permitting these dark valleys, we are not alone. we are just like the sheep. We have our shepherd. Isn't that a great comfort? The idea that the Lord Jesus, the good shepherd, is with you in those dark and hard times of your life. Look again at how David writes verses 4 and 5. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I want you to notice, David changes the literary tense of this passage. Now, I wanted to sound super smart there for a second. I'm not really good at English, so I had to have a commentator point that one out to me. But notice that he changes from third person to second person. It's an important distinction to notice because it's a great promise. Instead of using he like he did to start the psalm, David changes it to you. This small change completely changes the way the shepherd is with you, is there, because he's with you. Instead of the shepherd leading, he's now with those in the valley. The presence of the shepherd is ever close. Boyce puts it again like this. Earlier, we read, he makes me lie down. He leads me beside still waters. He guides me. But now, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We are never so conscious of the presence of God as when we walk through life's valley. Even in the midst of hardship or trial, we are reminded that God, our shepherd, is with us. As I was preparing this week to put this together, I was reminded of a dear brother of ours that goes here to Crossview Church. And about a year and a half, 2 years ago, he had to walk through a very dark, hard valley. You see, this brother was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I bring it up because I'll never forget how he walked through it. But what was so amazing, and I know it had to have been hard at the beginning, I know his family went through the, what is going on? Why is this happening? What am I supposed to do? But then as the time went, as he walked through the treatments and everything that he had to do for it, he and I would have many conversations. And every time the conversation would start, you know, the general start of a normal conversation, hey, how's it going? What's going on? What's new? Da, da, da. And all of a sudden, we would get into, how you really doing, man? And he would start opening up and he'd be telling me about how hard it was and what was next on the treatment plan and what was going to be the hardest part about that and all these different things. But as our conversations would end, I'll never, ever forget how he would end the conversation. He'd look right at me and he'd say, but you know what, Trev? I know it's going to be okay. God is with me. Every single conversation. And I'm still just amazed at that heart, that character of this man. Well, then fast track to this week, I called him and I said, hey, brother, I want to use you as a sermon illustration. Is that okay? And he says, oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And then he says, what are you preaching on? I said, well, I'm talking about Psalm 23. And he goes, oh, I got a better one for you. I went, what's better than you? Like, what are you talking about? He says, well, it's still me, but he goes, the morning of my surgery. I said, okay. He says, the morning of my surgery, my wife and I were getting ready. And as you can imagine, right, going through a whole bunch of emotions, processing what today looks like, what is going to happen, what could happen, what hopefully will happen, all those things. And his wife decides, you know what? We need music. right? Music is an awesome thing. It can help us process our emotions. It can help us put in the right frame of mind. It can do all sorts of things. So his wife decides, you know what? All right, we're going to put on music. And she decides to put on Leanna Crawford's Still Waters, Psalm 23. Right? So the song, that's the first song they play. Song goes through, right? They just keep getting ready. Song ends. And all of a sudden, the song plays again. Okay, you know, flukes happen, right? Song plays, ends, starts again. And again, and again, and again. And that's when I asked him, I said, okay, so is your wife knowing this? And like, you know, she can put the repeat button on and make the song just over and over and over and over and over. He goes, to this day, we don't know why. Because she didn't tell it to do that. But it played over and over and over. And he goes on and he says, but it was exactly what I needed. Because not only had I known this whole time it was going to be okay, God was with me. It's exactly what I needed that morning. The promise that even in the midst of the hardship of that trial, that dark valley, God is with me. That same peace, rest, safety is available to you and I. Even when you are facing such a deep and dark valley, whether that is right now in your life, or if it's sometime in the future, because like I said, this life is not easy, right? We all go through hardships. Remember and know that your shepherd, Jesus, is with you. And he can and he will provide you safety and comfort in the midst of that valley. Well, finally, the third thing your shepherd provides is the promise of your future home. Look with me at verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, I think David knew exactly what he was doing here, and God obviously was helping him write it. But they knew what they were doing, because that last verse encapsulates everything that was already said in this psalm, and said so well. If Jesus is your shepherd, you have everything you need. And through him, you have the promise that you will be with him in eternity in the house of the Lord forever. No matter what you are facing right now, no matter how difficult your life was or is in the future, if you are a believer in Jesus, you can rest and know that the promise of the future is for you. One theologian puts it like this: David's confidence in his future inheritance, guaranteed by God's unshakable goodness and loving kindness or mercy, brings him comfort in this life, regardless of the situation. Rest and know that with Jesus, your future is secure. So today I ask you to reflect on what Psalm 23 really says and what it means for your life. Have you truly let Jesus in as Lord and Savior and Shepherd of your life? If not, come talk to me. I would love to tell you more about that and also tell you how to do that. If you have already done that, then I want you to take a second and reflect. Are you truly letting Jesus be your shepherd, letting him show you how to find real rest? Are you letting Jesus, your shepherd, show you that he will bring you comfort and safety in the midst of your dark valley? And are you letting Jesus, your shepherd, help you to truly find peace about the future. Remember, Jesus wants to do all of those things for you. You just have to slow down and let him. Leanna Crawford says in her song, "Lord, I believe you can set me at ease. Turn this broken peace in me to peace and quiet. I know there's power in your word, so I'll say it over and over till my soul's reminded." Remember to slow down. Let your shepherd's guidance, listen to your shepherd's guidance, for he wants to lead you and guide you through life's challenges and triumphs. But most of all, remind yourself over and over and over that your shepherd wants to give you real rest. So let him. Your shepherd wants to provide you safety and comfort. So let him. And your shepherd wants to help you remember to trust in him, because he will provide you that future. So let him. Would you pray with me? Dear my Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this psalm and the promises that it brings. Lord, I pray and ask that you would help us to continually remind ourselves that you as our shepherd provide us everything we need, and that in you we can find true rest, we can find true safety and comfort, and we can rest knowing that our future is secure and that it'll be with you one day. I pray and ask that you would help us to live this out more and more. In your name we pray. Amen. You can stand.